praise the Lord with works of charity. It's the call of the scriptures today to praise him through works of charity. Many years ago, there was a young family. Father had two teenage children, and he worked long and hard all day, well over 40 hours a week, earning a keep for his family to put food on the table, a roof over their heads, air conditioning when it was hot, heat when it was cold, providing what they needed to flourish and do well at the sweat of his brow, working long, hard hours. And he would come home every night, exhausted, hungry, worn out. And he'd open the door and yell, "Honey, I'm home." And the two teenage children would tell him to be quiet because he was interrupting their cartoons. And that was his greeting. Long days of hard work, coming home only to have his children greet him with, "Be quiet, I can't hear the TV." He did it for love of Christ and for his family, in spite of the response of his children. But one of those kids, forced to go to Mass every Sunday because of the promise of his parents to God at their wedding and at his baptism, eventually would encounter the mercy of Christ in a retreat in the sacrament of confession, confessing his sins for the first time, not by force, but in freedom, though the ones by force were a good thing at that young age. And finally, in freedom, confessing his sins, he experienced a God who loved him as he was, but loved him too much to let him stay there. That confession became a clarion call to conversion, to bear fruit, to show evidence of his conversion through good works. Not that our works earn our salvation, but they're a sign of salvation being present in the heart of the person who has accepted the love and the forgiveness of Christ, his charity or compassion, if you will. And after that retreat and some time of prayer and personal growth, he realized, through the gift of empathy, the effort his father was making, and made a conscious decision that when his dad came home and yelled out, "Honey, I'm home," instead of telling him to be quiet, he would turn off the television. There was no DVR back then, so he was going to miss his show. Go over to his father, give him a hug and a kiss, grab his satchel, and help him get settled to sit down and have dinner with the family. Anything's possible, even for teenagers, because that teenager was me, and that guy was my dad. Praise the Lord with works of charity. The scriptures tell us today that when we accept the love Christ has for us and realize that he loves us just as we are and understands our heartaches, our problems, our sorrows, our hearts fill with a sense of gratitude that compels us to want to give back, not out of force, not to earn our salvation, but as a sign of the fact that Christ has come and entered the home of our hearts and he reigns. Produce evidence of your conversion, Jesus yelled at the scribes and Pharisees, or John the Baptist did in today's gospel. Produce evidence. Don't presume because you're Catholic, you're automatically saved, or just because you go to Mass, as I did as a young man, yet very capable of telling my dad to shut up when he came home after a long day's work to provide for my needs. Provide evidence, good fruit, as evidence of your repentance. You know, when Our Lady of Guadalupe above me, now with at least a temporary light on her so she's more visible, when she came to the people of Mexico on Tepeyac Hill in the early 1500s, it was at a time when the people were fearful of the end of the world. They believed in their tradition that if they did not sacrifice human beings to their God, the sun would go out and the world would end. The Spaniards came and, under penalty of death, forbid human sacrifice, and then went about destroying their codexes and their idols and their images of their gods, very proudly restricting them by force from practicing their religion. Understandably, they shouldn't be killing people. But Mary appears now, and what has happened since then? There was a lunar eclipse. There was a massive earthquake. And the people of Mexico believed, just as they had thought, that because they had stopped sacrificing to their gods out of force by the Spaniards who had come and conquered them, that the world would end. And they saw Halley's Comet and a lunar eclipse and a massive earthquake. And they knew it was inevitable. The world was ending. And some lost hope and committed suicide. And many of them were anxious and worried about their future. And Mary appears to this young man, Juan Diego, whose name in Nahuatl means the eagle that speaks, not unlike John's gospel, imaged by that book of Revelation description of the flying eagle and the other images assigned to each of the four gospels. And she tells him, go to the bishop and tell him I want a chapel built on this hill so that the people can come and bring me their sorrows, their fears, their worries, their problems, that they can pour out their heart to me, and I will listen, and I will love them, and I will protect them, and that they do not have to worry about any sharp instrument. She's referring to the obsidian rock knives that the Aztec priests would use to cut the hearts out of children while they were alive and sacrifice them to their gods. They need not worry about any sharp thing or any other thing, for I am their mother, and I am here for them. They have nothing to fear. Mary could have done the obvious, condemned them for sacrificing humans. But instead she tells them, I know the pain of the loss of your child. I know what it's like to see my son being tortured and killed. And because he has done that for you, you need not do it anymore. You never needed to do it. I know your pain. She showed them empathy. She showed them compassion. She told them, bring your problems to me and I will protect you. You do not have to fear about the end of the world. I am your mother and I'm here for you. Yes, we must condemn evil. But the path of charity and empathy is the surest way, not only to the conversion of our hearts, but ultimately to Christ himself. Charity is the head and king of all the virtues. When we live out acts of charity, good deeds done for love of Christ and for no other reason, it lifts up our lives, those around us in our community. These acts done freely out of love for Jesus changes our lives and those we serve. Whether it's with Judy Boyd and our Laudate choir, who freely come once a month to share their gifts to lift us up as an act of charity, or the Lupe and the Servidores, who for many hours until midnight this week, more than once, set up this beautiful manger scene and the decorations and trees and lights you see around us, not being paid, but out of love for Christ and lifting up the beauty of our church. Or whether it's some of you who are helping us prepare for the festivities of Our Lady of Guadalupe, hours on end working to prepare for this big celebration, you do it out of love for Christ, not for money or attention or for Father Eric or Father Joseph or whomever. That those acts of charity, simply done out of love for Christ, raises our dignity and lifts up our community. That's the path to holiness. That's an evidence of salvation having come to our homes. It begins with repentance, as it did for me in that sacrament of confession that changed my life, as it did for John the Baptist in preparing for the coming of the Lord. This Advent season, we should avail ourselves of the sacrament of confession, to repent of our sins, to not presume upon being Catholic that it will automatically save us, and that in receiving Jesus' mercy and healing through the sacrament of confession, we can truly encounter and receive him in the Eucharist in such a way that we are overwhelmed with his unconditional love, as 11 million Aztecs were by the appearance of Mary and the image of the tilma above me that led to their conversion, to confession, baptism, communion, to marrying in the church at a time when about 6 to 8 million Catholics were leaving the church in Europe because of the Protestant Reformation. Mary could have, some would say, should have condemned the human sacrifice and their practice of polygamy. But she chose a different route that ultimately ended up causing them, inspiring them to end those practices. The route of empathy, the route of compassion, the route of charity. That is the sure and certain way to encounter Jesus and to help others encounter him as well. And so we leave here from this encounter with Christ, and this clarion call of the readings this second Sunday of Advent encourages us to follow that path. Lord, I have heard you speak to me in Scripture. I have received you in Holy Communion, and I will follow in your footsteps. So what does that mean? We go home, and first of all, we come here, rather, and we pour out our hearts to Our Lady, to Jesus, to tell them of our struggles and our sorrows and our heartaches and our difficulties, our illnesses, our fears, our anxieties. We place them all here on the altar with the sacrifice of Christ that will come to us and lift it up to the Father in prayer with the Eucharist. We pour out our hearts as Mary asked us to do and asked the Mexican peoples 500 years ago. And then we go home walking in the footsteps of Christ in this life of acts of charity, evidence of salvation that has come to us from this encounter by helping with the dishes, helping mom who's tired and exhausted with cleaning up or setting the table, helping dad when he comes home to get ready for dinner or chores around the house. Little things done with great love raise up the family, change our experience at home, our parish, and our community. Little acts with great love done for love of Christ. It's these little things that all of us are capable of doing, whether it's cleaning the church, as some of you volunteer to do, whether it's setting up the decorations, whether it's helping us prepare for the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, whether it's being at home and not just cleaning your room, but cleaning areas of the house you use as well to help your family, to serve your loved one when they're sick, to care for someone when they're in need, to visit someone when they're lonely, to help the person in your home that you see are breaking their backs out of love for Christ for your good. Whether you're an adult or a child, all of us are capable of this. All of us are called to this. If only we empty our hearts now, here at this altar, to hear Mary's invitation to empty all of our worries, concerns, anxieties, and place them at the feet of her Son and her Savior, Jesus Christ, so that we can leave here free of the burden and free to love as we are called. Charity is the key to all other virtues. And when we live that out in small ways out of love for Christ, everyone is better for it. As we experience it now in song and in the beautiful decorations of the church and in the days ahead for the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, it's the call to all of us this second Sunday of Advent to praise the Lord with acts of charity.